Thelma Will?
Hello, Hug.
And J. Anthony Brown.
What up, Hug?
I gotta keep it moving. Thank God it's Friday.
Keep it moving.
And I have no shows this week. Yep, no show like Sybil. Sybil, you were in town this week and didn't even come see me and Chris Paul perform at the DC Improv.
That was my mistake, Huggy. I'm sorry.
Tom made it.
Yes.
And Jay even left his white woman at the hotel and showed his face in the place.
For 30 seconds, yeah, he came by. Yep.
But I'm not mad, Sybil.
No.
I'm not mad.
No.
Contender number one, Sybil Wilkes.
Not mad.
Well, maybe I am mad just a little bit.
Just a touch. Okay, I deserve it.
Sybil, how could you? Not my double D diva.
Double D diva.
Stood me up like Viagra.
Oh, Huggy.
Contender number two.
Oh, thank God.
J. Anthony Brown.
Yes.
What I do?
Jay, you think you slick? Showing up early before my show on Sunday and not sticking around to see any of the show? Huh. You like that dude that show up at the funeral and Instagram the program and scram. Thanks for your support, Evander Brown Holyfield. Contender number three, Matthew Knowles.
Oh, yeah.
Who knows best? Not Matthew. Old Messy Matthew was sitting on top of the world when he was managing his baby girls. He made Destiny Child a household name. And it's a damn shame the man who propelled the group to fame is getting treated like an Al Roker stain. All because Matthew wanted to be a Rolling Stone and not cover up his microphone. And now he got to pay for a newborn till it's grown. What 60, 70-year-old man out here making babies? Just him.
Wow.
That ain't right. Matthew, are you shiggity-ing me? You had a baby before your baby had a baby? CJ, old players are becoming extinct. They can remember to take Viagra, but they forget the condom. And now he's paying for that late twice. That once for twice. Meanwhile, his rich daughter, Beyonce, just bought her mama, Tina, a 25,000 square feet, 6-bedroom, 16-bathroom mansion in Texas already. 16 bathrooms. Sound like somebody got an overactive bladder to me. Can you say Versacare? 16 bathrooms? Do you know how much it costs to put toilet paper in 16 bathrooms? $11,863 a month. I just guessed that. Contender number four, Ahmad Rashad. Ahmad Rashad is about to go from Lifestyles of the Rich and Famous to Tom Hanks and Castaway. Yep, him and his wife, Sal Johnson, are calling it quits. She's Lorena Bobbitt, his fob. She has security escorting from the gated community in the country club, all because Ahmad Ray J. Rashad want to hang out with his rich black friends who like white women with looks. So, Ahmad, if you can't make it rain without a co-signer, you better take your ass back to that cul-de-sac before Miss Daisy find another driver.
Before Miss Daisy finds another driver.
Contender number five, Hillary Clinton.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, for wearing those Alan Greenspan glasses.
Alan Greenspan.
Oh, yeah, them are some Alan Greenspan glasses right there during the Benghazi testimony. She looked like the old dude in the animated movie Up, didn't she? My time is up. Beyonce, I'm going to give you a chance to make it up. I just lip synced a little bit. Sorry. I had to stop myself and say, I'm not talking. Beyonce, you are not the Bama of the week.
No.
But come Super Bowl, you better be singing for real. You are out of lip syncing minutes. John McCain, you are the Bama of the week. Week. John McCain was grilling Hillary Clinton on the Benghazi terror attack, and John said he wasn't satisfied with her answers. Not satisfied? Well, look at here, Methuselah. Now you're not satisfied? Have you heard of Sarah Palin? You are the Bama of the week.